You're listening to Central Time. I'm Jean Purcell.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Starting this weekend, Wisconsin will experience extremely cold temperatures. There's a wind chill warning in effect for most of Wisconsin from Sunday night to Tuesday morning.
So what are you doing to prepare for this Arctic blast? If you have lived in Wisconsin for a while, you know an awful lot of the basics, I'm sure. And we'd like to hear what your tips are for surviving these cold conditions and all of this Arctic weather. Give us a call. Let us know what you're doing to get ready. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post your tips on the Central Time Facebook page.
And here to give us some advice on how to prepare for the bitter cold is Todd Pritchard. He's the Public Information Officer for Wisconsin Emergency Management. Todd, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks, Veronica. Thanks for having me on.
So I imagine there's a lot of stuff we should be doing to get ready. This isn't just your average little bit of cold coming our way. We're talking maybe 30, 50 degrees below zero heading our way. What are some of the most important things to check off our list?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. I think put this in perspective. We haven't seen this kind of cold weather since 1996. Okay, so if you're 18 years or younger, you've never seen this in Wisconsin. So think of it that way. This is really extreme cold, and it literally is life-threatening cold. So, you know, take the whole, you know, common sense stuff very seriously. Make sure you're bundled up. Frostbite and hypothermia are the biggest risks for people and for pets, animals as well. You know, make sure that you're covering as much of your skin as you can, especially, you know, the tip of your nose and your ears and your hands, making sure that that part of you is protected as much as possible. And then hypothermia, you know, get the big, ugly Wisconsin hat. You know, don't make a fashion statement this weekend. You know, make sure you're keeping that body heat from escaping through your head. We lose 80% of our heat through our head. So, you know, make sure you have that hat on and, you know, just really bundle up. Take this weather really seriously.
Now, I want to go back to the tip of my nose because I really don't want it to freeze off. How long do I have? Let's say I don't have a scarf with me. How long can I have, you know, some part of exposed ear or nose before I'm in trouble?
I think this is the most stunning number that I've heard so far today. It can be 5 minutes or less.
Whoa.
For frostbite to start affecting you, especially at these wind chill. When you're talking 45, 55 below zero, it's like that fast. So, keeping your exposure to the outdoors very limited, and obviously kind of the two parts of our society that are most susceptible are kids and the seniors, right? Their bodies are just not able to handle this weather. None of us are, but especially for kids, they're just not thinking about, you know, running outside and playing. They don't really care. They're not thinking about, you know, what danger they're at. And then seniors, you know, again, make sure that they are protected and trying to stay indoors.
We're talking right now about how to prepare for this Arctic blast that is headed our way starting Sunday on into Monday, maybe Tuesday. And we want to know what you do to prepare and any questions you may have about getting yourself, your home, keeping your animals safe. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or you can post on our Facebook page. And I want to talk a little bit about pets, because a lot of folks, you know, they might let the dog out the backyard or maybe take a pet along on an errand and run into the grocery store. Is that kind of thing safe, or is that to be avoided now?
Avoid it, because, you know, your animal, it's just like we recommend folks not bring, you know, leave an animal in a car during, you know, heat or any time for that matter. But it's also true of cold. Your animal can freeze to death inside your car. So especially at these kind of temperatures, you know, try to keep your animals indoors. You know, watch out for, you know, cats tend to kind of like to, especially stray cats, like to crawl into engine compartments in this kind of cold weather. So, you know, giving your hood a couple of thumps to try to scare any animals out of there is a good idea. But, yeah, and making sure that your pets are protected. We put on an advisory for along with the Department of Agriculture to make sure that farmers are taking precautions with livestock as well. So, I would strongly recommend against that.
Let's take a call now. We've got Megan on the line from Eau Claire. Hi, Megan.
Hi. I was wondering if you had any tips for preparing a vehicle for this kind of cold.
Great question.
Yeah, that is a great question. Especially when we get to this cold, your battery can lose up to 50% of its starting power. So unfortunately, I think we're going to see a lot of stalled out cars, a lot of vehicles that are just not starting up. So first of all, try to keep the vehicle inside if you can, and make sure you have the jumper cables, standard equipment on a Wisconsin car in the winter. But make sure you have an emergency kit in your car, too. If you get stranded, stuck out in this, you're literally in survival mode at that point. So, making sure you have some basics, some extra blankets, heavy boots, some hand warmers, a cell phone. Make sure your cell phone is all charged up before you go out. We've got a whole list of items that you could put together in a kit on our website. That's at readywisconsin.wi.gov, or just search us at Ready Wisconsin, and you can look up a whole list of things to keep in your car.
All right. Thanks a lot for that, Megan. And on to Alex in Maquanago. Hi, Alex.
Hi. I'm going to the Packer game on Sunday, and it seems like it's going to be really brutal out there. I guess I was wondering, what's your best advice for what to get to stay warm or places to go to get items to make sure, I don't get frostbite? Because it sounds pretty crazy out there. They say it's going to be at least in the top five, one of the coldest games in the NFL ever played.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. I mean, it also makes you wonder about what the football players are going to do to stay warm. But Todd, let's start with Alex. How does he stay warm?
Well, and I actually went to the 1986 wild card game with the Cardinals. It was very similar. The tickets kind of got sold at the last minute. It was bitter cold right after a snowstorm. And the Lambeau Field of that era and the Lambeau Field of today are totally different. The good thing is, of course, they have the new atrium built in there. They've got Curly's Pub. They've got a lot of different areas that you can go and get warm. So I would recommend that fans take a break, get out of the cold, warm up every once in a while, and limit your alcohol intake. Alcohol really messes up your body. It limits your ability to really deal with the cold. It also dehydrates you, which is also a concern at this time. And, of course, just, makes it hard for you to have good judgment. So limit your alcohol, and then obviously I would just bundle up from head to toe, and don't be the crazy guy with the shirt off in the stands. That's a big no-no.
It's a bad time to be the crazy guy with no shirt, that's for sure. All right, Alex, well, good luck and stay warm. Enjoy the game, though. And Todd, I want to ask you, why are bitterly cold temperatures a time when we see a lot of carbon monoxide poisoning? I understand that's something we should be on the lookout for.
It's a huge worry for us here at Wisconsin Emergency Management, because folks tend to do things they don't normally do, right? They start using heating tools that are meant to be used outside, and they start using them inside. So, for example, never, ever use like a gas grill or a charcoal grill inside your home. It gives off deadly carbon monoxide poisoning. Same thing with your oven. Some people think, I'll just turn on the oven and let that heat up and let the heat come into my house. Again, carbon monoxide is a huge danger, and especially with newer homes, right? They're built so much more airtight. That gas just stays inside. And carbon monoxide, is the silent killer. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. And the effects feel like you're getting the flu, right? You kind of get a headache, maybe some nausea, drowsiness, confusion. And that's a time, if you start feeling those things, it's the one time I would say get out of the house and get a little bit of fresh air and call 911. Some folks use fireplaces. Obviously, if you've got a fireplace in your home, it could help supplement your furnace. But, have you had your chimney checked? Don't close that flue early. Some people the fire's out, I can close up the flue and leave some heat in. Well, you're also leaving in the carbon monoxide. So, and space heaters, right? Electric space heaters, great idea. Except you got to use them properly. Make sure they're plugged directly into the wall. Don't use an extension cord, because that's how fires start. And don't have them near flammable, materials like drapes and that kind of thing. And if you leave the room, if you leave the house, if you go to sleep, turn them off.
Now, I grew up in a house where when weather like this came, we would open the cupboard doors to try to keep the pipes from freezing, you know, around the sink. Is that something that's necessary?
You know, it's still not a bad idea, and especially if you're in an older home where the insulation might not be as strong as you would like, that will allow some more warm air to get in there. And I think you're right. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see probably come, you know, Wednesday, Thursday when it starts to thaw out. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see a lot of broken pipes around here.
Well, Todd, anything specific that you are doing to keep yourself warm the next few days?
You know, I am staying inside as much as possible. I always have my car kit ready to go, and I do have the ugliest hat in the world that I wear at this time, and I get some grief from it, but hey, that's the most important thing.
Just the uglier they are, the warmer they
exactly,
are.
Exactly.
All right, Todd, thank you so much, and
thanks,
good luck
Veronica.
To you. That was Todd Pritchard, Public Information Officer for Wisconsin Emergency Management, talking about how to stay warm as the Arctic blast begins to hit us starting tomorrow.